KJAN Sports.
Time for Checkin' Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, high school volleyball postseason continues tonight with regional action in 3A, 4A, and Class 5A this evening. In Class 3A play tonight, Atlantic will visit Red Oak. East Sac County plays at Kemper Catholic. Clarinda is at Shenandoah. Saydell plays at West Central Valley. In Class 4A matches tonight, Denison is at Carroll. Glenwood plays at Creston, while Norwalk is at Winterset. In Class 5A, Thomas Jefferson will play at Sioux City West tonight. So those are 7 o'clock matches. All those winners will advance into the second round of girls' regional volleyball play. Well, Madison Bumgarner was fantastic in Game 1 of the World Series last Tuesday. He was even better last night as the San Francisco Giants took a 3-2 lead over Kansas City in the Fall Classic. Bumgarner tossed the first World Series shutout in 11 years, allowing 4 hits while striking out 8 in the Giants' 5-0 shutout of the Royals. No Giants pitcher had tossed a shutout in a World Series game since Jack Sanford in 1962. Florida's Josh Beckett was the last pitcher to throw one, beating the Yankees to win the 2003 World Series. Bumgarner now has the inside track on the series MVP after allowing just 1 run and 7 hits over 16 innings in his 2 starts. He scattered 3 hits in 7 innings of the Giants' series opening win against the Royals. Bumgarner is 4-0 in 4 career World Series starts, allowing 1 run in 31 innings for a microscopic .29 earned run average. Brandon Crawford had a couple of hits and 3 RBIs to lead the Giants' offense. He drove in the first 2 runs with a second inning grounder and an RBI single in the fourth. It remained 2-0 until the eighth when pinch hitter Juan Perez hit a 2-run double and scored on Crawford's single. Losing pitcher James Shields allowed 2 runs and 8 hits over 6 innings. Shields is 0-2 with a 7 earned run average in the series. The loss does come with a silver lining for the Royals. The only other time they were shut out in a World Series game was 1985 when John Tudor helped the Cardinals take a 3-1 lead. Kansas City came back to win the last 3 games and their only championship. The Giants can clinch their 3rd World Series title in 5 years as early as tomorrow night in Kansas City. Jake Peavy will take the mound for San Francisco against Yordano Ventura in game number 6. That's a rematch of the game 2 starters. Also in baseball news, authorities say St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Oscar Tavares has died in a car accident in the Dominican Republic. National Police spokesman Jacobo Mateo Moquette confirmed Tavares' death on his Twitter account. Tavares' agent and the Cardinals' representative in the Caribbean country also said on Sunday that the outfielder had died. The 22-year-old Tavares died in a car accident along with his girlfriend. Tavares made his Major League debut this year. The promising slugger hit .239 with 3 homers and 22 RBIs in 80 games. Well, the high school football playoff picture is somewhat settled now as the first round matchups have been announced. In Class 4A play, among the matchups, Abraham Lincoln will play at Lewis Central in first round action. Also in Class 3A, first round matchups include ADM playing at Carroll, Greene County at Creston. Knoxville will play at Dallas Center Grimes, while Winterset will be at Carlisle in first round play on Wednesday night. Also Wednesday night in Class 2A, Clarinda will host Kemper Catholic in a first round matchup. In Class 1A, first-round matchups on Wednesday night include Panorama hosting Eddyville-Blakesburg. IKM Manning will be at home against Madrid. AHSTW will be at home. They'll face Ogden Wednesday night. Underwood will play at Van Meter. In Class A, first-round matchups on Wednesday, Earlham plays at Bedford. Griswold will visit Logan Magnolia. And Audubon will be at home. They'll host Westwood. And an 8-man first-round football playoff action come Wednesday night. Arweva will play at Glidden-Ralston. East Union visits Fremont Mills. Exira EHK will travel to Sydney. Guthrie Center is at Newell Fonda. Harris Lake Park is at Boyer Valley. Lennox plays at Coon Rapids Bayard, while Stanton will play at Lamoni. All those first-round matchups kicking off at 7 o'clock Wednesday night in first-round football playoffs. University of Iowa football player Reggie Spearman has been arrested on suspicion of drunken driving, leaving coach Kirk Ferentz to announce a minimum 1-game suspension for the linebacker. Iowa City police records show the 19-year-old was arrested just after midnight Friday on suspicion of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Spearman was booked into jail around 1:30 a.m. Saturday and then later released. Ferentz said in a statement Saturday that he was disappointed to hear of the charge against Spearman and the team officials will work with authorities in gathering all the facts. Ferentz said that Spearman will face consequences other than the suspension, but he didn't provide details. The Hawkeyes had a bye over the weekend, and they'll host Northwestern coming up on Saturday. Mississippi State remains the number one team in the Associated Press Top 25 poll. The Bulldogs received 46 first-place votes, while second-ranked Florida State got the remaining 14. Completing the first five are Alabama, Auburn, and Oregon. The second five this week consists of Notre Dame, Mississippi, Michigan State, Georgia, and TCU. In the NFL yesterday, Jamal Charles ran for two touchdowns. Niall Davis returned a kick 99 yards for another score as the Kansas City Chiefs trounced the St. Louis Rams 34-7 on Sunday. Cairo Santos added a pair of field goals for the Kansas City Chiefs, including a career-best 53-yarder. Alex Smith was 24 of 28 for 226 yards, while Davis capped a run of 34 unanswered points with a short touchdown run late in the fourth quarter. Justin Houston had three of the Chiefs' seven sacks in the ballgame. The banged-up Rams lost their sixth straight to Kansas City, dating to September 25th of 1994, when they were still in Los Angeles. Austin Davis threw for 160 yards and a touchdown. He also tossed an interception in that game for the Rams. St. Louis drops to 2-5 on the year. For the Chiefs, they improved to 4-3 on the season. Elsewhere around the National Football League yesterday, it was Detroit over Atlanta 22-21. Cincinnati beat Baltimore 27-24. Buffalo over the New York Jets 43-23. New England beat Chicago 51-23. Houston over Tennessee 30-16. Miami dumped Jacksonville 27-13. It was Minnesota in overtime over Tampa Bay 19-13. Seattle beat Carolina 13-9. Arizona over Philadelphia 24-20. Pittsburgh beat Indianapolis 51-34. Cleveland over Oakland 23-13. And New Orleans a 44-23 winner over Green Bay. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.